have monkeyed with it a bit. I've got the RTL, SDR, whatever, RTL dongle. I got one of those that we were running with a thing called wind trunker, or twin trunk, or trunking. I don't know, trunker at the shop. And you might see that thing up on our, that big screen in our shop that shows the status of our system. That's just one of those little cheap dongles and a piece of readily available software that monitors everything. That's all that is. And, but that's my dongle. I think they finally bought one and gave me mine back. Not that I'm going to use it. And then I've got a couple of the SDR Play, RSP. I got an RSP DX and an RSP Duo. And I run those at home. I use the RSP DX for like HF mostly, and then I use the Duo so that I can do a couple of things at once. I don't know that I really need to, but I got two of those. Those are, I think, bang for buck, at least at the time I bought them. Those were as good as it got, bang for buck. I don't know if there's anything that's come up since then that's better, but I really like those for a higher quality. But now there's so many things out there. Hell, you can, for a little more than the cost of an SBR Duo, you can buy, like, what's this radio? Larry's playing with, I can't remember the name of it now, but this full-blown SBR HF rig. So not only a, you know, receiver, but it's a transmitter as well. So it's pretty amazing what you can do these days.